Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas along with Bobby Hebert, and now welcoming in Scott Tolzien, the quarterback's coach. First year in New Orleans, was with Dallas, and, you know, it was just not too long ago playing with the Indianapolis Colts 2016 and 2017. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Thanks for having me, guys.
This is not where you thought I was going to begin, but we'll have a little fun just because, I mean, you're only 38. You last played with the Colts. They may bring back Phillip Rivers. He's 44. I mean, you could be in that mix.
No. My best years are behind me. I don't know if I even had any good years, to be honest with you. So,
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, right? I mean, for him to come back and at least be considering that. Just talk about the growth and what you've seen in Tyler Shuck, really, because the first game with the Rams was tough, and then Carolina, then Atlanta. It's about what you would expect, right? An ebb and flow.
Absolutely. I think obviously he had a good baseline coming in. We knew that in the draft process. He was a pure thrower of the football and a good athlete. But like anyone, I mean, it's still your rookie year in the NFL. So there's a speed of the game change and learning a new system. Heck, you guys just mentioned Phillip. I was with Phillip my rookie year, and I remember how fast the game was for me. And yet when he was playing, it felt like it was the Matrix. So with every game that he plays, things will slow down a little bit more, and he'll just keep adding to his mental library.
Now, Scott, when I look at, like, pocket presence and all that, I think I know a little bit about it. And I look at sacks, and how can you avoid those sacks? And obviously, if you have mobility, you can take off and run. But sometimes just moving within the pocket, keeping your eyes downfield. And look, I was the least sacked quarterback in the whole NFL in 1992. And this is with Dan Marino and everybody. Yeah, so I kind of knew. The Haas is like, oh, no. What is he saying? No, I was the least sacked. That's not an opinion. That's what happened. So, Scott, what I'm saying.
I didn't say anything.
I thought you were like moaning. Okay. But I'm looking at like three sacks. And how, when y'all watching film together, like all the quarterbacks, all that, how do you emphasize that sack avoidance? Because I know about outlets. You have to know where always your outlets are and live to fight another day. You might want to push the ball down the field, but there was one time in particular I thought he could have dumped it off to Taysom. Just elaborate on that.
It's a total feel thing. It is an inexact science, and the position's really evolved in that regard. I remember watching games as a kid, and it was like, you know, this new thing where Brett Favre was running around making plays outside of the pocket. It was definitely fun to watch. And now it seems like, you know, that's like a prerequisite of the position, is being able to make plays out of the pocket. But at the same time, I mean, there's no perfect, hey, you know, when you step up, when you step out, when you slide step, stay in the pocket. To me, the best coaching is just being able to show examples of it over and over and just kind of talking through those scenarios, because it's easy when you're sitting there in the film room, you're winding things three times and you're slow-moing things. And as you guys know, that things happen super fast. So these are millisecond decisions on movements. And again, I just go back to the more you play, the more reps you get, the more real these things are. And hopefully the game slows down and they just become more natural.
Now, Coach Tolson, what about, because obviously fans have asked me, like, oh, what happened on that play? And you are, oh, I guess they're not on the same page. That's a generic answer. You know, when you throw an interception, but the anticipation, by the time Chris Olave stops, the ball's already out of Shuck's hand. Now, whether you're running a go route or a back shoulder, what was up with that communication, and why weren't they on the same page?
Yeah, we had a miscommunication there. We you know, we're just weren't on the same page. But if we'd love to have that play back. We're playing 500 with the football there, and that's never a good thing. Thankfully, we were able to regroup at halftime and showed resilience as an offense, as a team, and I thought that was really cool. On the road, in the elements, jerseys were covered in mud, and I mean, that's as good as it gets in football. It brought you back to like a high school game almost, that sort of environment where it just was raining the entire, I mean, never, there was no letdown. And I'm just proud of how everyone responded. That was a fun team win to be a part of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Coach, we kind of knew this would happen. I've seen a few reports today, and I've certainly, you know, social media, that, you know, Tyler Shuck, oh, if we'd had Tyler starting, you know, this would all be different, you know, and we fully expected it. So really what I'm looking for is kind of the benefit of what he got out of 7.5 games, didn't come into week 8 in the third quarter of watching and the growth and seeing that same speed of the game that you did with Phillip Rivers. Because he's the 40th pick. Not every team would have done it that way. But just, I guess, kind of give us an insight of the impact that it had for him that he didn't play in those first 7.5.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And you know, you try to use, you know, different examples of guys starting early. Some guys start early, some guys wait. I mean, I remember stories of Steve Bono, like, didn't start until his 6th year and the guy becomes a Pro Bowler. The game's different now. Just you don't have that much time to develop someone. But the point is just that there are benefits to not playing right away and being able to sit back and watch. And then also the other thing that people don't know is obviously this element of playing a scout team against a number one defense. So you're actually fabricating real life reps against a starting NFL defense. And I thought that was really valuable for Tyler to see the growth that he made just in those weeks of scout team behind the scenes, whether it was, you know, a timing underneath throw or having the patience to fit a tight window deep down the field or the patience to not fit that tight window and check it down. Those are all disciplines that you got to learn in real time. And he was able to get those reps for, 8 weeks on scout team.
You know, Scott Haas, there's examples every year of what y'all talking about. Just look last year and where he's at now. Drake May didn't start off with the Patriots from the get-go. They were going with Jacoby Brissett. I want to say it was like the 6th or 7th game he eventually started. Now he finished strong with the Patriots. Look where the Patriots are at now with Drake May. So that's why everybody just wants to throw. Oh, that's the guy we invested in. Just throw him out there. You want the guy who's the future. You want him to have success because playing quarterback is so much about confidence. And Scott, the question I have for you is, you're the quarterback coach. How do you keep everyone engaged? Because all of a sudden, you know, you talk about scout team, pretend like, okay, this is a game situation, and you coaching up Spencer Rattler, and now Tyler Shug. But just talk about that meeting room and how you keep everyone engaged and involved.
Well, I think first and foremost, I'm very fortunate, and this isn't just, you know, coaches speak, but I'm very fortunate for the group that I have. Those guys are all professionals in their approach and how they work, how they study the game, how they support one another. You know, when I took this job, you never know with a new group how it's going to play out. And these guys have been awesome. I mean, they've made me want to be a better coach. They've challenged me, making sure I'm on my details. We have a lot of fun in the room, like, and that's a tribute to them and how they go about their business. So that's really the majority of it. As far as me giving them confidence, hopefully it's just in our preparation. I think, you know, the highest confidence you have as a player is when you feel the most prepared. So that's my number one objective, is to help them prepare. And through that, that's where the confidence comes.
Now, Scott, what about different cat here? Taysom Hill, how do you deal with Taysom? I mean, he's like a jack of all trades, Swiss Army knife. What meeting room is he in? So talk about your relationship. The fans would be intrigued. How you deal with Taysom Hill and, like, I don't know, quarterback pointers or game plan? What's your interaction with Taysom?
For sure. So, I mean, I was no different than you guys or anyone that's listening to, you know, just saw the Taysom Hill highlights from afar for years. And one week you saw him running a touchdown. The next week you saw him catching a touchdown. The week after that you saw him throwing a touchdown. You're like, man, you know, this guy can do it all. And now being with him firsthand, you kind of see the method behind the special player that he is. Just again, I just got done talking about preparation, but you better be on your details coaching him, because he wants to know the fine-tuned details in the run game, the pass game, and everything in between. And when I first got here, he was just rehabbing, and I saw how he attacked that on a day-to-day basis. He's a professional in the truest sense of the word, and he's great for our quarterback room too. Obviously the experience end, and he's played plenty of games as a starting quarterback in this league, so he's able to draw on experiences from that and guide those guys. And I think maybe last I'd mention that they're able to see how serious he takes his craft, but how much fun he has doing it. And I think that's such a powerful thing for a young quarterback. I know I felt that with the guys that I played with, kind of eased the anxieties of playing, when you see these guys that are super prepared, but they're also still playing and treating it like a kid's game. And he's been a huge asset for our QB room.
So, Coach, my final question, we'll let you go. We appreciate your time. I'm just wondering, because you've yourself as the quarterback's coach, Nussmeier, OC, he's former quarterback, head coach Kellen, former quarterback, Scott Linehan, quarterback. Do you break up the responsibilities? This might sound like I'm teasing. I'm not. But do you break up responsibilities? I mean, you kind of have all this great insight, but sometimes you get, four guys chirping in your ear. How do you base – or who decides who does what with the quarterback?
Totally a valid question. And really, the easy answer is just that we see the game through the same lens. There's way more similarities in how we see things than differences. And I go to Nuss's office every morning to talk about footworks on select routes and stuff like that. And I trust Nuss. I've been around Nuss before and know that he knows a heck of a lot about football. And certain, I mean, Kellen and I were peers once as players, and now we're peers as coaches. And I just have the utmost respect for the detail that they coach it with. And you know, I'm there to support that first and foremost. So, and heck, you know, conflict's not the worst thing either. If you disagree on something, those are all good things to bring to the table, and you talk through them. That's one of the fun things about our job. I mean, we're no different than the two guys sitting on the bar stools listening and arguing over the college football playoff. I mean, we'll sit there and you know, have discussions about footworks or reads, and that's all part of the fun of the job.
Well, the fun of the job is when you win, and that was a big win in Tampa. Congratulations, and as we've talked about with Kellen Moore, stack two, and keep it going.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Quarterbacks coach Scott Tolzien.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.